Henry Fuseli. In 1755, a horrendous earthquake shook Lisbon and shattered the lives of countless people. The sheer force of this quake defied logic and explanation. Its unimaginable effects cracked the smooth surface of the common sense of an entire era founded on common sense, rationality, and science. It is arguable that the Romantic movement first showed itself as an expression of fear, and this fear is extremely evident in one of the first Romantic paintings, Henry Fuseli's The Nightmare. Fuseli's painting is a perfect specimen to showcase the Romantic movement's themes, specifically the theme of iconography, sexual desire, fear, and the irrationality of dreams. More specifically, The Nightmare reveals Fuseli's personal themes of desire, love's betrayal, and the mysteries of his psyche. It is important to note before analyzing Fuseli's The Nightmare that there are two versions of this painting. Both were painted by the same artist and titled the same thing and contained very similar imagery. However, the second version from 1791 contains some iconographical significant differences from the 1781 version. To speak of one of these versions is to consider the other. It is comparative to consider these paintings together. To speak of meaning in one painting requires comparison and corroboration from the other. According to some critics, The Nightmare holds social and political implications. However, Frederick Antle, the author of Fuseli's Studies, considers Fuseli to not have been sufficiently politically minded to consciously convey a political message in his art. Though it is true that Fuseli's image was used by many political caricaturists after its exhibition in the 1783 Royal Academy exhibition, Fuseli was likely not expressing a political view as much as he was exercising private demons and psychological obsessions. The title is one of the first things to consider when beginning to dissect the meaning of this work. In the 1700s, a dream that was classified as a nightmare was a special sort of dream that is distinctly different from the catch-all meaning of the term today. The term comes from the combining of night and the word mara, which was a spirit that tormented and suffocated sleepers. A nightmare, in Fuseli's time, was clinically defined as a type of sleep paralysis, when the principal symptom is someone or something sitting on the chest. The Nightmare is a painting that depicts a dream. True to its era, it shows both the person dreaming and the dream they are experiencing. A woman, dressed in a diaphanous white robe, or nightdress, lies prostrate across and almost off the bed. The room is one that would have been considered to be conservatively contemporary during the time it was painted, the French Rococo era. Through an opening in the bedchamber curtains, a horse head appears, looking into the room with strange, globular, dead eyes. On the woman's midsection sits a strange and horrible creature. This creature in the 1781 rendition is a horrible ape man that casts the shadow of an owl. In the 1791 version, this creature has changed into something even more demonic. A cat-ape creature that is clenching a pipe between his hideously grinning teeth. While these entities are in the room with this dreaming, sleeping woman, they are not what she is seeing in her dream. They are symbols of terror and suffocating oppression that she feels. A viewer of The Nightmare knows that these creatures are not what the sleeper is seeing because of the furniture in the painting and the position of the sleeping woman. The mirror in the 1791 version has been moved so that the viewer can see it holds no reflection. Because it holds no images, even though it is angled in a way that could reflect the figure of the incubus squatting on the sleeper's stomach, the viewer is to understand that this creature is not present in the corporeal world. As well, the incorporation of a mirror into a nightmare would reference the literary work of English writer John Locke, whom Fuseli would be aware of, who stated that those who do not remember their dreams are like looking glasses. They receive a variety of images, but they contain none. The final clue that these creatures are not being seen by the sleeper is her position across the bed. Her position is such that even if her eyes were to open, she would see neither horse nor demon. An important part of the painting that the viewer cannot see when viewing the 1781 version is the unfinished portrait of a woman that is on the back of the canvas. This portrait is believed to be the portrait of Anna Landolt, with whom Fuseli fell hopelessly in love. Due to this woman's presence on the back of such a violently erotic painting, it is important to understand her relationship with Henry Fuseli. While Fuseli had been in Zurich visiting a friend, he had met his friend's niece, Anna. Unfortunately for Fuseli, she was already engaged to a merchant. It is unclear as to what extent she was aware of Fuseli's attraction, as he was naturally very shy and below her economic status. As well, letters that reveal his passion are all addressed to Anna's uncle. In one of the letters, Fuseli relates an erotic dream that he had dreamt of Anna and himself, stating that she was now completely his, and anyone who got in the way was committing adultery. Fuseli had worked himself into a fever pitch that seemed to have culminated in a nightmare. It is not a broad jump to consider the woman in the nightmare to be a projection of Anna Landolt. As Nicholas Powell, author of Fuseli the Nightmare, relates, that even if the woman on the back of the canvas is not Anna Landolt, it is evident that the nightmare was inspired by his hopeless passion for her. The painting is deeply impregnated with Fuseli's obsessive, ambivalent sexual feelings. Because of Fuseli's feelings for Anna and his dreams about her, the nightmare is a deliberate allusion to the traditional images of Cupid and Psyche meeting in her bedroom at night, where the welcomed god of love has been transformed into a demonic incubus of erotic lust.